to Follow the Sound. I am your host, Brian Kroc. Each week, I try to bring you different aspects of the world of music. We bring you music history, we bring you album reviews, and occasionally I do concert reviews, which is what I am bringing to you tonight. Actually, it's kind of like three concerts, actually, but two of them was the same band on the same night. But to help me out with my show is, of course, Jacob Crum.
Oh, it's nice to get back.
So, Jake, I'm always talking about how, we should follow the sound. And it's more of an existential kind of statement, as in when you're just going along about your day and all of a sudden you hear a song of some kind, you hear music, and you've just got to, like, find out what it is, and you've got to figure out who the band is, who the artist is, who is that singing, who is that playing, like, you know, something that really catches your attention. But sometimes it's a little bit more literal than that, in that I've already discovered who the band is, and so then I travel usually many miles to see the band play. Like, this isn't just something that's happening in my backyard. So several months ago, there was a band that I follow, who is an Australian band known as The Basics. So The Basics announced they were playing a show in New York on November 5th, which is when I saw them. November 5th also happens to be my wedding anniversary. So I told my wife, hey, you want to go to New York for our anniversary? Yeah, sure. Also, The Basics are playing on our anniversary. Do you want to go see them? Yeah, let's do that. And so that's what we ended up doing. And so the wife and I, we flew out to New York, spent some time there. And then on November 5th, after having some wonderful food that day at a restaurant called Raclette, and then getting some great dessert at this place called Veniro's, which just does desserts, and that's it, like desserts and hot drinks. But they're like awesome, super awesome, like Italian desserts. It's amazing. If you ever go to New York, please check out Veniro's. I cannot speak more highly of that place. We ended up going over to this little known, not little known, but this small place known as the Rockwood Music Hall. You ever heard of the Rockwood Music Hall, Jake?
I have not.
Rockwood Music Hall is three stages.
One, two, three.
Three stages, yes. Three separate stages. There's like a little one, then there's a slightly bigger one, and then there's like another one that I didn't see. So I'm assuming it's about the same size as the second one. So we are on Rockwood Music Hall stage two. And that's where the band The Basics played. Now, let me give you a little bit of a background on The Basics. I found out about The Basics a while ago. Apparently, they've been around for about 16 years. I found out about them about maybe 10 years ago. And the reason why I found out about them is because of their drummer, Wally DeBacker. Okay, so Wally DeBacker, nobody knows who that is. People may remember him from his other name, though, Gautier, as in with the massive super hit Somebody That I Used to Know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Hey, can I tell you how I know he's Australian?
How?
His name is pronounced DeBacker. Like, if he wasn't Australian, that would be like, Becca, yay, or something ridiculous, you know.
Well, I'll just call him Wally from going forward. So Wally and his friend Chris Schroeder started out a little band called The Basics because they were guitar and drums, and that's the basics that you need for a band. Eventually, they added a guy named Tim Heath. Tim Heath plays guitar, Chris will play bass, and Wally plays drums. And Chris and Wally share singing responsibilities in the band. Now, I've been a big fan of Gautier for a long time. I found out he had another band, The Basics, and so I started listening to their stuff. First time I ever met Gautier, Wally DeBacker, like in Chicago, I actually asked him, I was like, hey, why didn't you bring any Basics merch to sell? And he goes, you're the first person to ask that. So I was like, yeah. I'm the fan. I'm the one who actually asked about the other band, like, with his friends. And so eventually it has now come around. After all of these years, The Basics still played this show in New York. And they said if they sell enough, they were going to do a second show that very same night. So that's exactly what they did. They did a 7 o'clock show, and they did a 9:30 show. So here's the funny thing about the Rockwood Music Hall. For that show in particular, they had a 2-drink minimum for each show. So you had to buy 2 drinks, go out, go back in, get another 2 drinks. So it got kind of expensive. But it was so worth it. So Wally and Chris, of course,
hang on.
Yes.
How much are drinks in New York?
The ones, they were like $14 a pop.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I mean, like, beer was cheaper, but I'm not a beer drinker. So, yeah, Jessica ordered this thing. It's called a Paloma or something like that. And it was $14. It ended up being like 30 something dollars for the 4 drinks that we had to buy per time. So it ended up being like $80 after tips.
Okay. Like, all right. Hold up. How big are these drinks?
And they were drinks, you know? I mean, like normal, like whiskey glass sized drink. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Good Lord.
Yeah, it was bloody expensive.
That's insanity.
Yes, it was.
Dude, I was upset at Halloween because I was paying $10.50 for a liter mug of beer at Ballpark Village.
Yeah.
New York, the rent is too damn high.
So, the funny thing about it, though, is that, and this will lead into what happens later on. So, I am the host of the show, right? I am Brian Kroc. There's another Brian Kroc out there, and I happen to be friends with him. And he is a very talented musician, and he lives in Brooklyn. And so I, you know, messaged him. I was like, hey, we're coming up to New York. You want to hang out? Like, we're going to the show and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, awesome. I want to go. So he shows up and he actually like comes and like we have a blast and all that. We see you the first show together and then he leaves and we stick around for the second show. But before I get really too far into this, I would like to play a little bit of a basic song. Mind you, they didn't actually play this song in the set. Because it requires a lot of like Tim doing stuff on guitar, and so they didn't do this one. But this is one of my all time favorite basic songs.
Same set, different sets, two shows.
Two different sets.
Okay.
Two different shows.
Okay.
They had some crossover songs though.
That's fine. Doing it right though.
Yes.
Doing it right.
Okay. And they did some covers too, and I'll get into that in just a minute. But this is what I consider to be like my favorite kind of basics song put out there. Jessica's got her favorite, but this one is mine. It's called The Number One Cause of Death Amongst Youth Today. That's like an emo band kind of song title, but it's not an emo song. It goes like this.
I am an ordinary boy. I tell an ordinary story of a life I thought was once unique, but now I know I'm wrong. The wheels have fallen off. It should be sad, but no, it's not. 'Cause now I've realized that, oh, we all feel pain from time to time. Oh, we all feel shame from time to time. Oh, I hear them talking in the street. Their voices like a symphony. They can't experience that revelation as we discover some relationships were never meant to be.
There you go. That's a pretty good example of kind of how they function, of a power trio at least.
Can I just say, the drums on that, is that paradiddles? Is that a roll? Canter?
Oh,
what
man.
He was just
doing triplets, actually.
Triplets? Interesting to keep the triplets through the entire song almost. When they hit the first hook and then go back into the verse, I thought he was just going to do that for the intro and it was going to go to something else, and then they went right back to that. That was surprising. don't know that I would have done. If I was a producer, I might have advised them to do something different, but interesting.
So here's kind of the funny thing about this band, is that I can play this one mm-hmm. song, and you could think, oh, well, this is what this band sounds like.
But
it's not. They actually can run through so many different genres of music mm-hmm. that it's kind of ridiculous. So, I can play other ones yes. that make them sound like the Police. I can play other ones that make them that where they sound more mm-hmm. like the Beatles. Like there are other songs that they do, like where they sound straight like an early 60s rock group.
Yeah.
But then there's other stuff where they yes. sound like the 80s. There's other stuff where they sound like a freaking like
a quick look at
early
their,
rock group
at their Wikipedia page. Notes that they often do covers and listing bands that they often do covers from. I see AC/DC,
uh-huh.
Bob Dylan. Uh-huh. You go, okay, those are all right. Harry Nilsson and New Kids on the Block.
Now, I've not heard them do a New Kids on the Block yes. song, but you
Harry
know what
Nilsson,
they,
I mean, I approve.
Do you know what song yes. that they did do a cover of that when they were there? Gimme Some Lovin'.
Oh, okay.
So the well, my temperature's rising with feet on the floor. So, yes, but they did that.
I actually don't want to stop singing that yet.
Yes, I know. So they did that song like as just sort of like a cover that they did. Now, here's the thing that I loved is that basically the crowd was the same crowd for mm-hmm. both shows. There were only a couple of people that showed up more for the second show than for the first. And so it was the exact same crowd. I ran into a group of a fan club, apparently, for Wally DeBacker, known as the Walnuts. There's a group of ladies that I met outside because I was the first one to show up and get in line. And then everybody else sort of showed up behind me. But they were very nice. And I'm kind of hoping I'll probably like try and share this out there with them and hopefully they can... maybe give us a couple of shares or something like that. But ladies, if you are listening to this, you were a hoot. I really enjoyed meeting you, and it was a blast all around. And I was glad to see like some other sort of hardcore fans up there other than just me. So they go together. They do these two different shows. They do different songs at each set. They do a couple of crossover songs. Like, they do the same song, like one or two same songs in each set. But they told some really great stories. And Wally even played this thing called an undulyne, which is this interesting little keyboard instrument. And I ended up buying an album that he sort of released of this guy that he always talked about, Jean-Jacques Perry. I've been listening to the album ever since I actually bought it because you got a digital download copy and mm-hmm. I got like an actual vinyl. And it's a fascinating, fascinating thing to listen to. So he did some songs there of that guy. Did like a couple of Gautier songs, I think. Mm-hmm. I know he did one that was one of my favorites, which is called Bronte. And just all around, it was a fantastic night. Just great listening to this band that I had yet to hear in person, and I'm looking forward to seeing it when I can actually see the three of them all together instead of just the two of them. Two of them were great, loved them. I still want to see them like with the full ensemble so they can really power some songs out. So that was the first part of the music aspect of the trip. Okay. And in true fashion with Jessica and I, we end up randomly going and seeing another concert because we felt like it. And because a Mr. Brian Croc posted something about playing with this guy named Michael Sarian in a little place in Harlem. We're meandering around in New York, and all of a sudden I see a bus that says the M7 to Harlem. And I said, hey, that's the bus we would need to take to get to Brian. And Jessica actually looked it up, and it literally was the bus that we needed to get to that place. And so we ended up jumping on the next bus that came around, going down to this place called Silvana's, mm-hmm. which served like Israeli, Middle Eastern, Mediterranean kind of food. Amazing. Like, seriously, I am dreaming about this food. Like, it was that stupid good. So Silvana's, I loved it. If you get a chance and you happen to be in Harlem, go check that place out. It was amazing. So we had that. And then Brian Croc is up there, and he's playing saxophone with Michael Sarian. And Michael Sarian plays the trumpet and, I believe, a couple of other things, too. I saw on the CDs that he had that he played, like, flugelhorn and stuff. I like people who play the flugelhorn because that's a cool instrument. I don't care what anybody else says.
Who hates on the flugelhorn?
I don't know. I mean, right. Stupid people. That's all right. I'm saying.
I mean, I guess people that can't say flugelhorn.
So. Now you know me. Like, I like jazz, but I'm not like an avid consumer of jazz music. But I do like it when I listen to it, and it's cool stuff. So Michael Sarian is honestly one of the coolest like composers that I think I've come across. Yeah, really complex music, but not complex for the sake of being complex. Like there really was a good amount of layering to the songs. And, I mean, obviously there were no lyrics, nobody was singing, but, everybody who was playing on stage, including Brian Croc, all amazing musicians. I was completely envious of the drummer who was up there, who is also a fellow Armenian with Michael Sarian, and like the keyboard player, the bass player, the other horn player, like they're just all amazing musicians. And I loved it. I really, really loved it. Now, this other band got up afterwards, and they were freaking like 30-piece band member, I swear to God. And like Brian seemed really like into them. And I liked them, but man, I liked Michael way more. So there we go. We end up going to New York, seeing the basics twice, having a blast, hanging out with Brian Croc, the other Brian Croc, and then playing, or then end up seeing Michael Sarian and getting a couple of his albums now. And I've been listening to those all week as well. And like we're going to try and get him on for an interview on Armenia Proud because he's an Armenian and Jono's always about promoting those other fellow Armenians. But all in all, this trip was amazing and I loved it. Yeah, I did a crap ton of walking, but it was worth it to get to these two different bands and actually see them. And so, yes, in true Brian fashion, I followed the sound to New York. And when I was there, I found other stuff too that I will now continue listening to. And of course, I also had some really great food. Weirdly enough, I also ran into the actor Anson Mount.
Yes, I saw your Facebook post.
So there you go. Who is currently on the show Marvel's Inhumans. And he was great on Hell on Wheels. So weird sort of things that happen to me whenever I'm traveling with Jessica. She has this crazy rock star karma, I call it, that she runs into other celebrities. I don't know how she does it, but she does. So there you go. That's my trip. That's me following the sound to New York, getting some great food and listening to some amazing music. So if you happen to be in the New York area, check out the Rockwood Music Hall. Like I said, they got three stages and apparently music every night. And you kind of never really know what's going to be there sometimes. And people just show up. And Brian was actually telling me about how he's played on every stage there at the Rockwood Music Hall. The girl we know, Aviva Mitchell, has yes. played there on apparently several occasions. And I'm sure a ton of other people have crossed that stage numerous times. Check it out. It's really, really cool. Really sort of small, intimate settings. But a great venue as far as I'm concerned. A great small venue. And then, if you happen to be in Harlem, go to Silvana's. Buy some food. And then sit there and enjoy some great music as well. Just because. And if you get a chance to check out Michael Sarian or the Basics, please do so as well. But that's all I got for this quick concert review of Follow the Sound in New York. And I hope you really enjoyed it. Remember, if you want to help out the show, you can, of course, click on the Amazon banner on our website, followthesoundpodcast.com, or you can go to followthesoundpodcast.com/Amazon. Do all of your normal shopping there, and we will get a little bit of money back. It's a really simple and easy way for us to get a little bit of money, and it won't cost you anything extra. I have been Brian Croc, the one in St. Louis, not the one in Brooklyn. And along with me has been Jacob Crum.
Crazy people rocking because they want to some more.
Remember, if you hear it, even in New York, follow the sound.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.